universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Robert is an active listener of this podcast, as well as the Bible study, Room 4216. I've been in conversation with Robert via email for quite some time. He has had a rough life, actually, in childhood and in adulthood, and now later in life he lost his sight. He wrote me the following email. Hi, Pastor Dave. Lily and I were going over the events, Lily is his wife, that took place back in 2015 after we left Hope Lutheran Church. They had to leave Hope Lutheran Church because they felt very slighted and jaded, quite a bit due to his blindness, something I'm sure many of you listeners have had that trouble as well. We had no idea what to do but to witness whenever possible. We felt that God had something for us to do, but what? Since we had no church, we were having Bible study at home with prayer daily. One day, Lily asked me, should we give a tip to the Muslim waitresses? I told her, I thought we should. Her response, but they are Muslim. Then I said, honey, I feel we should treat them as we do the others and give them the same tip. I heard her say, okay, with much doubts. Well, she did as the Apostle Paul said, wives, see of submission to your husband as to the Lord. I must admit she did very well. Even though they messed up my food order several times, I was very cheerful, treating them well as the other waitresses, even though the others did better with my order. Little did I know I was being tested, upon which I passed well. One day I got fries instead of baked potato. Lily called it to the waitress's attention. I told her, it's okay, I like their fries and I'm satisfied with it. No need to get a baked potato. She asked, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm happy with it. I heard her say, okay, rather perplexed, and she walked away. Soon she placed a dish with a baked potato in front of me. And even though wearing all black with only her hands and eyes exposed, she pat my shoulder and said, I love you. I asked Lily, what was that about? And she told me, I think I know, and I'll tell you later. The following week, while enjoying our meal, all of a sudden, I am faced with a Muslim woman wearing the same clothing as before. She was the oldest of four sisters. Lily told me later she was crying as she was saying, why do you show each other so much love and love to me? I am an Arab, a Muslim, and a foreigner. You even give the same generous tip you give to the rest. I do not understand. I told Lily, why don't you talk to her and explain? Little did I realize this meant to her, my wife was my equal, which brought even more tears, for where she came from, women were nothing with no meaning. As Lily was talking to her in a very short time, all of a sudden she grabbed her by the wrist and taking her to the break room, nearly running. She became a Christian, and as she was praying, Lily thought, she's just a woman, just like me. There was much rejoicing from a Muslim woman who is now a Christian. Hugging Lily, she came out, arms up and rejoicing, and she hugged me as well. A short time later, Lily is taken again back to the break room to help her three sisters become Christians. Lily is nervous, but soon rejoicing as all four sisters were now Christian. Lily, ever since that day, is glad. She did as I thought we should. And now she has many friends among these people. She has friends among the Arabs, Koreans, Indians, Filipinos, Thailand, Chinese, and others. Little did we know that in that restaurant, it would open a new world of ministry for us, upon which we rejoice often. It would be easier to count the stars in the sky than to count all those converts, which are scattered all over the world. These people are reaching others, even outside their ethnic group. What is so amazing, Asians and Arabs, the last 3 years, celebrate Thanksgiving in one home and Christmas in another home. Hard to believe, but giving a $5 tip was the best investment we have ever made in our entire lives. Look at the souls it's brought into the kingdom of heaven. That's what Robert wrote and shared with me. As I think about this, I couldn't help but think of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. It says, "And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity." I love to hear from you all. This is Robert's story. Please write me. Tell me yours. If possible, we'll talk and see if it can be shared as well. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.